Welcome everybody. We will be talking about revisiting the Linux packaging for Apache OpenOffice, an analysis and future perspectives. Just a couple words about me, Andrea Pescetti, today's speaker. I'm active as a volunteer in several free and open source projects in my spare time. And these projects include Apache OpenOffice, where I served as project chair and release manager. While today I still help for minor tasks, but I'm no longer active as I used to be. I've also been responsible for the Linux builds of Apache OpenOffice for a short period in the past. And actually from here, we start the discussion about current packaging and how it can be improved in future. Let's start by taking a look at platforms and formats we are supporting right now. So the current packaging. Officially, OpenOffice is distributed as source, but this is interesting only for a very, very tiny fraction of our users, less than 1 in 1,000 probably. And what users are looking for are binary packages. We do have some semi-official binary packages, meaning that we distribute them as convenience binaries from our main download site, and we test them before release. And OpenOffice with this definition is available as a full binary package in 41 languages, Asturian to variants of Chinese. And it is covering if you don't count ports, we have Android ports, for example. But and FreeBSD is available too, and other operating systems too. But in our main official distribution, we have four platforms: Windows, Mac or OS X, Linux 64, and Linux 32 bits. Linux 64 and Linux 32 are then available in two flavors, RPM and DEP. Of course, meant for installations on platforms, on Linux distributions from the Red Hat family and in general using RPM and Debian and Ubuntu mostly.